Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, New York has fallen, but so has the Democrat leadership. They created a monster, and now it's eating them alive. They're not sure about it. Zohran Mamdani, it turns out, won not just because he was cool and great and hip and socialist, but because of the strategy that the socialists, led by AOC, used, Lee, to not just get him over the line, but to make sure that anybody associated with the Democrat leadership did not win in that primary. So this is the chickens coming home to roost. Years of the Democrats working their Marxist anti-American rhetoric into schools, programming college grads, in particular, the most dangerous group of voters on earth, white, highly educated women. There is no more dangerous group of voters on the earth dedicated to destroying America, destroying Western civilization, leaving it as a smoldering ash heap, because that's who pushed this guy over. But listen to how AOC, David Hogg, who was recently ejected from the DNC for taking on the leadership, now he's on the streets of New York doing it, and other fellow travelers got Mamdani elected. It wasn't just pushing him and endorsing him, but with this message.
So early vote, fill out your ballots, and make sure that you do not rank Andrew Cuomo on your ballot. Don't do it, folks. We're going to go Zohran number one, Adrian Adams number two, Brad Lander number three, Scott Stringer number four, and Zellner Myrie number five. We are going to rank our ballot Zohran number one for a New York City that can be affordable to all of us.
Yeah, it's not going to be affordable to anyone. That's what socialism does. It creates shortages. Exactly, yeah. But, you know, whatever. Details aren't important. So, and look, that's how socialism works. The promises fail, and then they move to speech control so that their former supporters who were duped, the people who are miserable, people who are hungry, cannot speak of it. And then if you continue trying to speak, they put you in prison. And in the case of Venezuela, send their henchman, Trende Aragua, to shoot you as you protest on the corner. That right there, Lee, 30 seconds, that's socialism, is how it works. And communism, which is socialism, Marxism, communism, it's all ultimately the same place. Gets you the same place in the end. It's all the same thing. In the end, it's just what path are you taking? Are you going straight Marxism, you go in communism, or are you going socialism? Doesn't matter. But we're at the lying to the masses phase. So this is how they did it. So this, if you listen to that message right there on the street, Lee, this wasn't just getting this guy elected. This was a rebellion against the Democrat leadership. And they don't know what to do. I mean, they hated Eric Adams because he has partnered with Trump and, you know, told the truth about Biden flooding New York City. Yeah. And after he told the truth about Biden flooding New York City with illegal immigrants on purpose, he wasn't happy about it. What happened to him is what happens to you in a socialist country. He gets slapped with charges from the Biden DOJ.
And Republicans here in this country.
Yeah, and Republicans. And anyone who criticizes Democrats with any level of effectiveness.
Exactly.
And
you
Republicans.
Get indictments, yeah.
You get indictments. So Trump comes in later on and pushes against those indictments. And so you've got this guy, Eric Adams, the Democrats did not like because he spoke out against him and said true things. I mean, that's a double whammy. You say true things, you speak against Democrats. I mean, you're going to prison. I mean, that's how it works in their post-constitutional, post-American territories that they are conquering. But this right here, the Democrat leadership wasn't supposed to lose power, you understand. They were going to push to Marxism, but they were going to stay in power. All the right people were supposed to win, which is them, the big globalist cabal. They weren't supposed to lose control of it. And that's the problem. I want to go back to this for a minute, because this is kind of what's going on in the Democrat Party. I thought this was mind-blowing. I've played it so many times. It's Bernie Sanders 3 weeks ago now. He's on a podcast. And the podcast host, who's a longtime Democrat, gets him to admit the Democrat Party is the biggest threat to democracy.
But then could we not also say, if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear...
Fair enough. That is... Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point. Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a fair primary since 2008. In other words, they haven't let their sheeple pick their leadership since 2008, which is correct at the national level. So what you're seeing here is the fallout from that. The Democrat leadership that pre-programmed generations of Americans to slow walk into Marxism. The chickens are coming home to roost, and their totalitarian level of control over the Democrat primary. This is a rebellion against it. This is Andrew Schultz, who was the Democrat podcaster interviewing Sanders.
And we felt that over the last four elections.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats, we felt that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I donated for you. I mean, I wanted you to, like, 2016, I was like, this is going to happen. This guy's going to do it. And it felt like they stole it from you. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported him.
Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice. And, I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you. But, you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice.
But it ended up being him anyway, so why don't we burn it down?
Well, because it's easy to say burning it down means that children are not going to have, you know, food to eat, that the schools will deteriorate, people will not have health care.
I got it.
And I'm an elected official. I got to represent the people.
That's fair.
And I can't turn my back on.
But then could we not also say, if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear...
Fair enough. That is, I'm not going to argue with that point.
And that's what just happened here. And that's why, Lee, what you have is you have Chuck Schumer, who puts out a tweet praising Mondani, the socialist, but hasn't endorsed anybody yet. Neither has Hakeem Jeffries, because this is a rebellion against them and their, quite frankly, totalitarian control of their own sheeple in the primaries.
They're next.
Oh, they are. Socialists going to steamroll them.
Yes.
They're going to steamroll him. That's what's going to happen.
And I love Mondavi's plan about how he's going to pay for all these socialist Marxist plans that he wants to do, is that he's going to have the billionaire tax. He's got a problem. You tax billionaires, guess what happens? They move!
Yes.
Rush Limbaugh famously did that. He used to live in New York City. And he left there. And he had to carefully watch the amount of time he actually spent in his apartment in New York that he still maintained so that he wouldn't be taxed as a New York State citizen. And they still went after him, still kept trying to get him to pay New York City taxes.
Well, That brings me to this, Lee. Headline, New York real estate brokers say they've been flooded with calls from people looking to flee the city after Mamdani primary win.
Escape from New York.
Escape
I'm
from New York.
You, that's what's happening. They're Democrats in New York City are going to have to build a wall to keep people in.
Yeah. And the other comment that the real estate broker they were interviewing said was a lot of the people are Jewish because he's a communist Muslim Hamas supporter. Did you see what he said? He said that New York will now uphold and be operated according to international law. He is going to comply with international law, and that if Benjamin Netanyahu shows up for, you know, because the UN is there, so they have all those UN confabs there, and everybody comes in from all the world. If Netanyahu steps foot on New York City soil, is going to have him arrested, and he's sending him to the International Criminal Court for trial.
Somebody please show me that international law. Show me the ordinances, and when did exactly we get to vote on that? Because you're always talking about democracy. When did we vote for international law? Please, somebody show me that.
Again, these are the voters that the Democrats have been importing. This guy hasn't even been here for a decade. He's not American. He has no American background and no allegiance to basic civil rights like the Bill of Rights. So, of course, he recognizes international law over American law. That's the thing you need to pay attention to. This is how they really think. I'm telling you, including the Democrat leadership, they've just been afraid to say it. You're going to see in New York City, this guy's not a radical. He's just honest. You're going to see in New York City what it would look like if they ever got total power in America. Americans need a front row seat to that. And that's a good thing about this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.